farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has introduced a new variety of potato which is considered most suitable for the production of fries. Stay with us to find out more and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey girl, you coming to the party tonight?
I don't think so, no. I don't have any money to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has been successful in increasing the production of Irish potatoes to meet its target of 100% of imports. Since the establishment of the National Irish Potato Expansion Program, the island is up to approximately 90% of the target.
Currently, we are importing some 7 million kgs of fries annually at an estimated cost of some $700 million.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. As part of the efforts to diversify the Irish potato product line, the ministry has identified the Challenger variety as the most suitable for the production of French fries. Minister Kellio says the country's importation of French fries could be reduced by at least 30% over the next 3 years with the introduction of the new variety of Irish potato. It is fitting due to its high yield potential, long-term storage, and recognition in the global market.
It is important that we speed up this process of testing and planting. This will require an additional 1,100 acres to be put into production and the engagement of a minimum of some 400 new farmers.
Minister Kellio says increased production of Irish potato will save foreign exchange and create more jobs. In the meantime, research trials are to be conducted on 15 new varieties of imported Irish potato over the next 3 months to determine the suitability of the crops for local conditions.
15 new varieties of Irish potato, along with the traditional Spunta variety, have been imported through the combined efforts of the Research and Development Division of the Ministry, the World University Science of Canada, PROPEL, and the Irish Potato Growers Association, Glastonbury, and Kujuma Traders Limited.
Funding support is being provided by the World University Science of Canada Promotion of Regional Opportunities for Produce through Enterprises and Linkages, PROPEL Project, local partners, and farmers.
The research trial will assess the performance of these new varieties under local conditions. On 2 half-acre plots, in one traditional area in Devon in Manchester, and one non-traditional area in Ebony Park, Clarendon, during the period of December 2015 to March 2016. And this will be at a cost of some $2.32 million.
The new varieties will supplement the Spunta variety of the tuber.
Spunta has been the main variety grown locally by farmers for many years because of its high yielding qualities and indeed its taste. It is vital that new high yielding, some 20,000 tons per hectare or more, blight resistant varieties are introduced from time to time and their performance tested under local conditions before being made available to the industry.
The Ministry's Research and Development Division will conduct agronomic and pest data with support from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority and participating farmers to maintain and monitor the plots for the duration of the experiment. And now for our proverb of the day. Foul feed a yard, no hard to catch. Translation, a chicken that feeds at home is not hard to catch. And this means, if the places you frequent are known, you won't be hard to find. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.